My name is Dr. Maria Mbar-Wright at Kaiser Permanente South Sacramento, and I am your moderator for tonight's house call. We are calling you live to present a special program about diabetes in the Latino community. So if you have diabetes or want to help someone who does, please stay on the line. It is free to participate. You will get to listen in, answer poll and quiz questions with your phone, and even ask questions live on air. Joining us tonight are Dr. Ileana Rodriguez and Dr. Jonia Rodriguez, two wonderful medical doctors who grew up in Cuba and did their medical training in Florida. Both of them are committed to making sure Latinos are on the right track with caring for diabetes. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Doctors, why is it important for the Latino community to know about diabetes?
Well, thank you for having us, Dr. Wright. First, I think it is important that if you're listening out there, you know what diabetes is. Maybe you've had it, or maybe you have it, or maybe you care about someone close to you who has it, and you want to help them. Diabetes is a condition where we have high levels of blood sugar. Normally, an organ in the body called the pancreas makes a hormone called insulin that helps bring down the sugar in the blood. But in diabetes, the insulin that the body makes either doesn't work well anymore or we don't make enough of that insulin. This, of course, leads to high levels of sugar in the blood, and those high levels can certainly make a lot of damage to your body as the years go on.
Yes, that's right, and thank you very much for having us today. People with diabetes have high risk for heart attack, a stroke, kidney problems, and eye damage that could lead to blindness and nerve damage. People with diabetes even have a higher risk for cancer. It is believed that people with diabetes live about 6 to 8 years less than people without diabetes.
That is correct. For Latinos specifically, we now know that about 50% or more of Latinos are thought to actually get diabetes. And Latinos are actually 1.5 times more likely to eventually get kidney failure when compared to whites.
So 1.5 times more than Caucasians to have kidney failure. That sounds like a very scary statistic. So I'm sure the people listening want to know what they can do about this and how we can help them.
Absolutely. Kaiser Permanente is dedicated to making sure that Latinos get the best care. We rank in the top 10% in the entire nation across all ethnic groups in diabetes care, in blood pressure control, preventing heart attacks, and also in cancer prevention.
Now, we know the Latinos face some unique challenges, and we'd like to actually hear the opinions of the listeners. So we're going to do a poll, okay, for everyone on the phone right now. What is the biggest challenge when it comes to managing your health? Press 1 if you feel there are language and cultural differences with your doctor. Press 2 if you feel you need more support from family and friends. Press 3 if the problem is financial or problems with transportation, childcare, or time off. Press 4 if you don't trust the medical community. So I'm going to actually start the poll. Press 1 if you feel there are a language or cultural difference with your doctor. Press 2 if you feel you need more support from family and friends. Press 3 if the problem is financial or problems with transportation, childcare, or time off. Press 4 if you don't trust the medical community. So it looks like 50% is actually needing more support from family and friends. That's interesting. Doctors, if you can discuss this, 44% is need for more support from family and friends. Why do you think that might be?
Yes, I think it's very important that, I think family and friends are very important in supporting the patient with diabetes. They can come with the patient to classes, come to the appointments, to help them, to understand them better. It's definitely very important to get family involved.
Yeah, and I think it's a scary thing. Honestly, when you have diabetes, people are scared. They're afraid. They know of people who have it, and it's almost like the D word, what is this? And so there probably may be some denial aspect, some aspect of, okay, what do we do about this? What do you think?
I agree 100% with you. I'm surprised that the poll finds that family and friends is such an important point for those out there listening to us today. We encourage you to please come to the office, talk to us. If you have any concerns about diabetes, please bring your family, bring your friends. We'll be happy to discuss and set up a game plan for everybody in the family to be involved. Because actually diabetes has to take a family approach. When there is changes in diet, everybody has to be involved at home because not everybody, you know, one person cooks, but that person may not be the one with diabetes. So it is important that that person learns what the other persons for whom she's cooking needs help with.
Yeah, and I think also you've got the kids too. I think that diet may also benefit everybody. So just everyone learning how to eat better. So before we get to another question, I'm going to invite people to submit questions. Press zero to speak to the operator so we can get you on air if you have any questions. And so let's see, it looks like everyone's just still listening. It seems like diabetes is a lot of work. Let's go to a second poll question. So we're going to go to a second poll question. What is the biggest challenge, the biggest struggle in controlling your diabetes? So press 1. If your doctor wants you to take a medication but you do not want to, press 2 if you would like to try healthy eating and exercise prior to medication. Press 3 if you are overwhelmed, scared, and do not know what to do. Press 4 if you cannot afford your medication. So I'm going to repeat that. Press 1 if your doctor wants you to take medication but you do not want to. Press 2 if you would like to try healthy eating and exercise prior to medication. Press 3 if you are overwhelmed, scared, or do not know what to do. Press 4 if you cannot afford your medications. And it looks like 55 to 60% would like to try healthy eating and exercise prior to medication. Doctors, please discuss. I mean, sometimes that is an option. I believe sometimes it's not.
Great, great question, and actually a great answer as well from the audience out there. Certainly, the most current guidelines actually recommend that we try healthy eating and exercise prior to medication. I think weight loss, daily cardiovascular exercise will certainly help bring down the risk of diabetes, and actually will get you out of diabetes. If you have diabetes or pre-diabetes, will prevent you from actually developing full-blown diabetes. Sometimes when diabetes is diagnosed for the first time, the levels of blood sugar are extremely high. And at that time, although healthy eating and exercise will certainly benefit the diabetes control, it is necessary to start a patient on medications to help bring the blood glucose levels down faster to a normal level before that excess amount of sugar in blood can cause damage to the entire body.
Mm-hmm. So we actually have some questions. So we're going to take a question now, and we have it from Sophia. Hello, Sophia. Are you on the line?
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead with your question. Good evening.
Well, I had a question with sugar substitutes. For the most part, I've switched to Diet Cokes and sweeteners that are for my coffee that are sugar-free. I tend to have a lot of belly fat, and I don't know if the sodas and the sweeteners are causing that. I thought I read somewhere that it could, but I'm not sure. And I'm also... I also kind of cheat a bit and get ice cream once in a while, but I'm wondering if I should get sugar-free ice cream or if that's also bad and it's just as bad as having regular sugar.
Well, great question. Doctors?
Hey, Sophia, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate you listening to us. So I believe that sugar substitutes are a choice. I don't highly recommend them because some of them do have a high calorie content, believe it or not, and the calories play an important role. Because once even though it doesn't say it has sugar in it, it does have some calories in it. And those calories, if they do, when you read the label, can actually increase your risk of high cholesterol and high blood glucose as well. Of course, you know, I'm not sure if you have diabetes or not, but ice cream, while you have high blood levels of glucose, all these sugary and starchy foods should be the first thing we try to minimize in our diet. For certainly, carbohydrate intake would be the number one thing to reduce if you have if you have diabetes. Again, thank you for your question.
Great. We have one more question. Dr. Rodriguez,
yes, I would like to add something about this. We have a great support here at Kaiser. The first thing is maybe you would like to book an appointment with your primary doctor and discuss more about healthy ways to eat and nutrition. But we also have classes for nutrition classes and a group of support that will help you with the portions that you need to eat and what are the supplements, the type of vegetables, fruits that are better for diabetes.
Yes, and so as a matter of fact, if you are interested, we can make that appointment for you by just pressing 7. We have staff available to schedule that appointment while you're on this call. We have one more question from another listener. Jose?
Yes.
Go ahead with your call, with your question.
Okay, good evening, doctors. I have a question. I was diagnosed with the diabetic gastroparesis. I would like to see if you could talk about that and have a conversation about that and give me more information.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jose, for your question. Great question as well. Yeah, diabetes, gastroparesis, which is basically, so diabetes of high blood levels of glucose tend to damage the nerves, right, and the entire body. And the gastrointestinal system has a lot of nerves, of course, that control how the bowel squeezes the food down from one end to another. When diabetes affects those nerves, then you cannot, the food when you eat it doesn't move fast enough throughout the GI tract, and then that causes paresis or paralysis, like you well put it before. So the number one thing we need to do, of course, is get the diabetes under control, because the sooner we get it under control, the more damage we prevent from happening. And of course, there's lots of good treatment available for gastroparesis. And yes, of course, if you have that, if this being told to you, you have that condition, I highly recommend you make an appointment with your primary care physician to discuss, you know, treatment options, possible referral to the gastroenterology department. We have an excellent team of GI specialists here at Kaiser that can help you with that condition.
And again, you can press 7. And we can help you with scheduling an appointment towards getting that addressed. So let's talk about cholesterol with diabetes. What is the big deal? Because apparently that is another component of diabetes care.
Certainly. So cholesterol and diabetes, high levels of cholesterol and diabetes, that's a bad recipe there, the combination of those two. We certainly need to try to keep a diet that is lower in saturated fats, and we also need to increase the daily exercise. There are lots of medications called statins. I'm pretty sure you've heard about them. Things such as simvastatin, atorvastatin, rosuvastatins, and many others in the same class of medications that help with lowering the cholesterol levels. It's actually recommended right now that for diabetic patients above the age of 40, for men and 50 for women, that they start taking this medication, these statins, because they have proven to actually reduce the inflammation caused by diabetes and prevent heart attacks in as much as 30% of diabetic patients.
So even if you're having problems controlling your blood sugars, taking a statin can at least help someone. It's something simple they can do to help them with their overall complications or possible complications that can happen, right?
Yes, that is correct. Just one tablet a day, it can lower your heart attack risk by 30%.
So tell us a little bit more about the team that can help us with the cholesterol, the medications to lower your cholesterol. It looks like there are pharmacists that are available.
That is correct, Dr. Wright. Here at Kaiser Permanente, the South Sacramento facility, and all over Kaiser, we have a wonderful team of actually pharmacists that work together with us that their main job, these are doctors and pharmacists that dedicate most of their time to work with patients that have diabetes. They help us by coaching the patients throughout all this process, including when to test, how to change the medications, and we both work together, doctors and pharmacists here at Kaiser, to keep the diabetes under good control. It is a great approach, and we have found it to be very, very beneficial for all of our patients.
Which is great. I think sometimes as a patient, you don't realize that there's so much support. And again, if you are listening tonight, we can schedule an appointment to get that started to help you with the cholesterol-lowering medication. Let's talk a little bit about insulin, because that seems like something that a lot of people are scared of.
Great point. Again, insulin, correct. Particularly in the Latino population, there is a concern when insulin is needed. Insulin is the only proven medication that will certainly decrease blood glucose levels, and is the most effective of all the medications. Of course, it comes with side effects. However, there's patients that do require the level of, to use some insulin to bring down their levels of sugar in blood because they're extremely high, mm-hmm. and insulin will help get those levels down to the normal range a lot faster than auto medication. By doing that, reducing the long-term risk of having blood glucose levels elevated in the blood for the longer term. And here at Kaiser, again, we have a great team great team approach that actually helps us doctors educate and train patients on how to use insulin, how to adjust the insulin dosing with constant testing. For those listening out there, insulin most of the time is not a permanent therapy. It's usually used temporarily until we get those levels under control. Some patients go around and may end up needing insulin for the rest of their lives, but it's not the most common scenario. Usually only for a short amount of time until we get the diabetes under control, and then we switch to oral medication.
Great. Actually, we have a question about one of the oral medications. I'm going to get him on the line here. Richard, are you on the line? Good evening.
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Nadine, go ahead with your question.
Well, I'm a pre-diabetic and over 60, but I've read, and I don't know how much truth there is in it, but I'm taking metformin, and I don't know if there's high risks in taking metformin or whether there's an alternative that should be recommended to that.
Good question.
So, yes, I think a very good question. We explained before, the first initial treatment for diabetes, even pre-diabetes, is diet and exercises. After that, we usually start with an oral agent like metformin. Metformin is a very good medication, tends to control diabetes very well. And in the case other orals are also, in the case it's not achieved the sugar levels that we want, other oral agents can also be added but it's usually the first oral agent that we use unless it's a contraindication for the patient.
Okay, sounds good. So what about diabetes and eye care? What can you explain to our listeners how diabetes affects us with the eyes and why is this important to follow up?
So if you have diabetic eye damage, you should be seen by your eye doctor every year. If you don't have diabetic eye damage, you can do a quick photo, and we do that every 2 years.
That sounds good. And that's another thing. So if you think you're due or not sure if you're due for an eye exam, you can actually press 7, and we can go ahead. We have staff available to help you schedule an appointment tonight. So, doctors, in summary, what would you like our listeners to take home?
Thank you again, Dr. Wright. For those listening out there, what we would like you the message most important we would like you to take home is to please, if you have any concerns for diabetes or anybody in your family that may have diabetes, please make an appointment with the doctor. It is a very common condition in the Hispanic population. It's just such a genetic predisposition that we have as Latinos. Good weight control, keeping a healthy weight is certainly the most important thing to prevent diabetes. Daily exercise, at least 30 minutes of daily exercise 5 days a week to make sure your body uses insulin more efficiently is also something we all need to be doing. But please, go ahead and make an appointment. Come to see your primary care physician. We have an excellent team here at Kaiser Permanente that will help you control your diabetes if you have it, prevent you from developing diabetes if you already suffer from pre-diabetes, and help you in any ways we can.
Yes, and again, as I've mentioned throughout the whole program, we are here and available, so this will make it easy for you. You can just press 7, and we can go ahead and get that started and schedule an appointment. Any last minute, Dr. Rodriguez?
No, the same thing. I agree. I think the most important thing is to understand what diabetes is, what are your goals in terms to sugar levels, to make an appointment with your primary doctor. He will put the entire team on board to take care of you and your condition, and diet, exercise. That's the best thing, yes.
So Kaiser Permanente has actually reduced heart attacks by 48% and strokes by 55% over the past 15 years. And our patients are living longer lives with their families, and yet we recognize that Latino patients are still left behind, and we want to change that. We are here for you to help meet your health goals. Press 7 right now. We will help get you in touch with what you need to do this. So I'm so glad, actually, and I want to give a big thank you to both Dr. Junia Rodriguez and Dr. Ileana Rodriguez for giving us all this information and educating our patients. Remember, if you have questions that we did not address tonight, we can follow up anytime. You can follow up anytime with your primary care provider. You can also get more information on kp.org and also by texting diabetes to the number 45356. Again, you can text text diabetes to the number 45356 and get some additional information. House calls are now available on our KP South Sacramento website on our health resources homepage. For generic, non-personal questions, you can also call 916-544-6220, 916-544-6220, which is our health education department, and they can connect you with a health coach to let you know more about this program and other programs to help you stay as healthy as possible. Thank you for listening, and good night.